Well, hello, hello. It's your friend and mine, the man with the swag, the big fat man, the hip breaker, the whatever, whatever. Your friend of mine, Uncle Boo, man. Hope everybody's having a great time and a great week. If you're hearing me, it's Friday. That means you have made it. This is Borderline Texas Trash, my hairy friends. The best podcast in the world, brought to you by Booth Productions. Yeah. Wow. Well, it's just me again this week. Ashley's not here, but that's all right. That's all right, but she will be here next Friday. Hope everybody's doing great, doing fine. Before I get into the show or talk about any damn thing that's going on in the world, I want to say thank you to everybody. Shout out to everybody who listens, to everybody. Thank you up there in Canada, old Kim. And just thank you from around the world, man. Thank you for listening. It's awesome, and I love doing it, man. Oh, man, but it's been a great week. Just some crazy shit going on in the world right now. Mostly, I mean, just everywhere. It's just gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man. Yeah. But anyways, I digress. Nyah, nyah, nyah. But I hope you're doing fine as wine, everybody. And I want to thank all the new listeners that's coming along. The numbers are doing great. I just want to say thank you, thank you. And keep doing a good job for me. Telling everybody about the show, guys. And, yeah, I guess if you haven't found out, I've been meaning to tell you, but I kept forgetting. I don't think Google Play sold out. They're not there anymore, so if you was listening to me on that, I hope I didn't lose you or anything. So, yeah. And sorry if I haven't done a live feed on YouTube in a while. I'll get to start doing that and stuff. It's just been kind of busy. And I try to do my best to work through my depression and stuff sometimes. You know, but, you know, I have to, I'm the type of person, I have to do something. I have to feel accomplished, like I did something. If I sit around and don't do nothing all day, I feel like a fat piece of shit. I feel worthless. I mean, I kind of beat myself up. But now if it's a rainy day or something and I really can't do shit but inside stuff, I don't get too angry. But when it's a nice sunny day and it's just, you know, sometimes your depression kicks in and you're like, I just don't want to do shit. And you're trying. So I always try to push myself to do at least couple things a day, man. Be a little active. Don't just sit there and be a bump on a loggy log. But anyways, yeah, I'm going to try to get this going more and all that. I've been kind of slacking, and I'm very, very sorry for that, guys. So it will get better. I promise. But I guess we'll get on with some stupid old news. What do you say? All right. In London, if you didn't see, there was some horses that was running the streets. It was, some of the military horses. And I guess they was doing construction. Spooked the horses. The guys fell off and they were running around the streets. There was four of them. And they got them. But two of them, I mean, there's a couple of them that was going so fast because they got scared and was all in a panic. I guess they ran into some cars or something and busted the windows out. And y'all see the picture, it's pretty sad because it's a nice white horse, but it's just gushing out blood because it's in fucking panic mode, man. So, but they finally got them settled down after they tore some shit up. But wow, that's crazy. They got spooked and woo, them guys went flying and they went running. And then in Baltimore, a teacher makes an AI of the principal and it comes back to blow up in his face. Well, if you don't know what an AI is, it's a new thing now where they can use your likeness and your voice and put it together and make something. Well, this guy made a video of this guy saying some racist stuff, which he actually didn't, you know, and come to find, at first, you know, he leaked it out and it's like, look what this principal said. Oh my gosh, da da da. But then come to find out, this guy made the whole thing. It was a farce. It was a big lie. You know, and that's what makes me mad is when there is racism, yes, we need to address it, take care of it. you know, because we don't need that shit. But to go out of your way and put that much time into making some racist shit up, come on, man. You're better than that. Goddamn, we're adults. Act like it, you piece of shit. All right, now we got a New Orleans, a restaurant puts, oh, katydids on the salad. Now, not the actual bug. If you know anything about the katydids, that's what we call them down here in Texas. There's them, they're them things that shed all the time, and they leave their shell wherever. They're the ones that make the noise at night with the crickets and stuff. But anyways, they are adding them for an auction. So they're buying these shells. They're getting these shells from somewhere, and they're letting you put them in your salad, which is fucking gross. I mean, first off, how do they get them? Because they're so fragile to begin with. I mean, if you've ever seen them, you can pick them up and stuff. They're kind of crunchy. They're not that sturdy, though, so I wonder how they got to ship them. And then, too, you got to wash them off. I mean, that's fucking gross. Some of the shit people do these days. Then in North Carolina, a woman was remodeling her baby's room, and she finds, she finds a big beehive with 50,000 bees in it. Oh, yeah, it was pretty huge. They had to, of course, cut more out of the wall, and there had to be some experts come in and, take care of that for her. But could you imagine? You've been living there the whole time, never heard anything about bees or nothing, and then all of a sudden, bam, you're like, what the hell? That would be some crazy shit. I don't know if I could live back in that house after, even if there was removed. That'd just be too weird. And then our last story is in South Carolina, an alligator was rescued from a storm drain. You know, I guess with all that's flooding that's going on everywhere, I mean, Jesus. Something like that could happen. And in South Carolina, I think they do have alligators around there. Not for sure. Don't hold me to that. But if you're in that area, let me know, please. But, yeah. And then, man, all the tornadoes this week that happened. Well, in the past, this whole month. But there was that one Saturday when they had that outbreak. And they got Lincoln, Nebraska. It got that town in Oklahoma, Sulphur, Oklahoma. It wiped it off the map. I mean, Jesus. It's been crazy tornado weather. Crazy. But I'm going to cover some tornado stuff too today. But, other than that, you know, of course, everybody's been hearing about the kids protesting in colleges, you know, trying to shut them down and stuff. And I've noticed, too, I mean, you can't say it's every college, because I've seen some videos of at Ole Miss, they're not protesting. They all got together and were singing the national anthem, and it was saying America, if you haven't seen that on TikTok. But, like, at the UCLA, Columbia University, all these schools, you know, they had these protesters and these people that sit in their tents trying to shut the school down for demanding this, demanding that. Well, then when they leave and they all got arrested, the place is junked up. That's what I mean. If you're going to protest, protest. I mean, but don't tear shit up. I mean, Jesus Christ, why? I mean, too. And these people, these kids that are protesting, a lot of them don't know why they're doing it. And then they really can't back nothing up. And then once you start putting them in your place, and all they got, they just resort to start calling you names or calling you a homophobe or you're a Nazi white guy or, I mean, Jesus Christ. Just because they don't, you call them out on their bullshit. So it's just nuts. It's crazy right now. And what's crazy is this is going to be another crazy summer here in the U.S., I predict there's going to be probably more riots, and it's going to get worse this summer. It always is before election year. Remember last time? Yeah. Remember that summer when they were, BLM, Antifa, was burning the fucking country down. But that was fine. That was okay. You know. And that's going to happen again this summer. Watch. So. Yeah, I just hate the politics and shit, because, I mean, and once you get down to it at the end of the day, guys, wherever you live, the left, the right, Republican, Democrats, whoever, they're not there for you, man. They fucking, especially here in the US, they forgot about us fucking citizens a long time ago. You know, so I mean, until we can come together and cut the bullshit out, it's all fucking crazy, man. And it's never gonna change until we can all pull our head out of our ass and be like, come together right now over me. All right. Well, that was a stupido news. That was brought to us by Security Finance. Go there for all your tax and loan needs, baby. And if you tell them, if you talk to the one here in Mineral Wells, talk to Carrie, tell them Uncle Boo sent you from Borderline Texas Trash, my hairy friends. Cha-cha. All right, man. We're going to get into one of my favorite topics is tornadoes. Tornadoes. You know them goddamn tornadoes, man. Oh, and listen. I don't know if this is like this up north. Please let me know, or anywhere around the world. But down here in the south of the U.S., in the south, every male, even females, when these storms are coming in like this, every goddamn one of us sit there and are looking up at the sky like we're meteorologists going, oh my God, look at that. Oh my God, that's a cloud. That right there has something in it right there, man. Hey, it's going to get us. I mean, yeah, it's pretty funny because that my wife one day was Jackie. Some storms were coming in. We walked outside and was out there looking, and every man in the neighborhood was out there looking like we knew what we were doing. But yeah, and then too, I've told the kids when they're all 18 and they're all out of school and stuff, we're all gonna book one of them tornado trips. You can them tours. I think that'd be cool. Steph don't want to go because she's like, the booths have bad luck, Dad. I know what happened. That tornado would get us. But here we go. I'm going to tell you some facts and some some of the biggest. I guess this is a list of some of the biggest and deadliest tornadoes that have hit in the U.S. And like I said, on TikTok, I've seen tornadoes in Canada, and I think I've seen one in one that hit China or Japan, which is fucking weird. But if that's true or not, you guys in these other countries, let me know. And I want to know how it is in y'all's how is y'all's weather wherever you live? That would be awesome to tell me. All right, the first one we have is the deadliest was the Tri-State Tornado, happened March 8th of 1925. And see, back then that one really sucked. Because they had no alarm system, no nothing set up. I think after this one, this is why we have the systems in place we do now, because of stuff like this happening. Because they had no way to be like, oh God, hey. Because a town that just got hit by a tornado couldn't call the other place or even send anything because it took the power lines down and stuff. So, yeah, here we go. The Tri-State Tornado hit on March 18th of 1925. Then why the fuck? Oh, I guess it didn't get that. My dates weren't matching, but this one says March 18th. We'll go with that. 1925 and traveled across three states. Started in Missouri, went through Illinois, and then into Indiana before it petered out. Based on the damage it caused, it was determined to be an EF5. After the fact, because the ET scale wasn't in use at the time, the tornado was approximately 75 mile an hour winds and traveled astonishing 215. I hate it when they do this. 200, or where was I? A staggering 219 at a speed of 59 miles per hour. It caused 695 fatalities and destroyed more than 1,500 homes. The lack of tornado watches and warnings in 1925 was likely a major contributor to the big tornado and the destruction it caused. Well, it's like I said. Once it hit that first town, and they had no way to, they couldn't get on their phones like we do now. And they couldn't really even get on the landlines because if it tore the lines down at this town, They had no way to go call the other town and warn them. All these poor people knew, it just got dark all of a sudden. Because I seen a story on that one on the History Channel. It was pretty good. All right, here is the next one. The costliest tornado. That don't make sense, but anyways. In Joplin, Missouri, I remember this one. This one was bad. It happened May 22nd of 2011, occurring just 1 month after a record-breaking tornado outbreak in the South. The EF5 tornadoes tore through the city of Joplin, leaving a $2.8 billion damage bill. It was a bill in its wake. 7,500 residents and 500 businesses and more than 1,500 vehicles were impacted. It contoured St. John's Missouri Hospital to such a mess that the building needed to be demolished. It just goes to show you that while tornadoes do not often hit heavily populated areas, when they do, it can result in catastrophic levels of destruction. So basically what I'm saying, this one didn't kill a lot of people, but it wiped out a lot of buildings. And I do remember that one. The largest and most expensive tornado outbreak was April 25th through the 28th of 2011. Yeah, I remember these bad boys. The April 2011 super outbreak is considered one of the worst tornado outbreaks in U.S. history. Over 4 days, almost 350 tornadoes dropped up. Sorry about that. I'm switching pages real quick. Dropped up across a wide span of states, from Texas all the way up to New York. Several of these tornadoes were rated EF4s and 5s and caused significant amounts of damage. Overall, the amount of these storms complied with the expensive area in the outbreak covered results in over $12 billion in damages, making it the costliest tornado outbreak in U.S. history. The most tornadoes in a month. April 2011. As a result of 2011 super outbreak, April 2011 was declared the most with the most reported tornadoes on record. Second place is May of 2003 with 542. Typically, April and May and June have the most tornado activity, with May seeking the most. The largest path to tornado, the Tri-State Tornado. I remember this one in 1925. I was just a little kid at school, and we was playing, and all of a sudden it got so dark. And, too, think about it back then. Not a lot of people knew about tornadoes. You didn't hear about them a lot because back then we didn't have the ways of communication like we do now. I mean, now, if I was a celebrity, let's say I got arrested tonight, it would be in the papers it'd be out in the papers within an hour. It'd be out all over where. When back then, when something happened, it took a couple days for it to get out there. Anyways, in 1925, the Tri-State Tornado again takes the first place here with its 219-mile path across three states. And at a 59-mile-per-hour clip, it was able to travel the distance in just 3.5 hours. Now, I don't think that one hasn't even been broke today. There's not been another one that's went across three states like that. The wildest tornado, El Reno, Oklahoma. That don't surprise me. Oklahoma's had some dandies. May 31st of 2013. Tornadoes are over 1 mile wide or rare, and over 2 miles wide are almost unfathomable. The one that hit El Reno, Oklahoma in 2013 was 2.6 miles wide. Tornadoes aren't always the most deadly. But the El Reno, Oklahoma was an exception. Okay. It was initially rated an EF3, but experts believe that the lower rating was likely due to less intense observed damage felt since it was traversing mainly rural areas. Even so, its wind speed was estimated to have topped out at almost 300 miles an hour. Could you imagine a tornado being that fucking wide? Wow. The tornado with the strongest winds, Oklahoma City, May 3rd, 1999. I don't know if I remember that one. Throughout history, wind speeds have only been recorded in small percentages of tornadoes. So it's impossible to definitely say which tornadoes had the strongest winds. However, out of those that have recorded wind speeds, the EF4 and 5s that pummeled Oklahoma City takes first place at 318 miles an hour. Since it hit a heavily populated area, this large tornado did a lot of damage. It also claimed the lives of 36 people. All right, here's the largest pressure drop in a tornado. Manchester, South Dakota, June 24th, 2003. When a major storm like a tornado or hurricane is barometric pressure drop is usually noticed or usually noted. The largest one ever recorded happened right before the EF4 leveled the small town of Manchester on June 23rd. A nearby probe measured a pressure deficit of 100 millibars. So I guess that means that's millibar. I mean, I guess you're talking about the pressure drop and all that, because you know how sometimes you'll be, and I live in Texas, I'm used to it, and this is what I hate. I feel like that guy on that show where every time a lightning comes, he's like runs in a house. Because, man, I hate it when storms are coming, and it'll be humid as fuck here in Texas. I mean, God, humid. And then all of a sudden, it just starts cooling off real quick, and then it goes back to being humid. I hate that. Yeah, I don't like that at all. All right, señoritas. I guess we'll get on with some stupid-ass quotes. What do you say? Salt was once used as a currency. One and a third of the calories in broccoli come from protein. Strawberries are not technically considered berries. Caesar's salad originated in the Mexican city of Tijuana. And they did that because Caesar came by there one day with his traveling army and stopped for lunch. And they came up with a salad and said, "We will call it the Caesar salad." So, yeah, that's how they came up with it. If you believe that, too, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. I'll sell you dirt cheap. All right, our last one is, okay, pistachios or almonds are closer to fruits than they are to nuts. They are classified as drupes, which are fruits that are freshly on the outside and contain a shell covering a seed in the inside. All right. Sounds crazy to me. Sorry if I cut that's too short tonight, guys. All right, and sorry it's a short one, but we got some storms coming in, and I was kind of waiting on Ash, but she told me she wouldn't be here. But like I said, she would be here next Friday, babies and ladies, you big old fat crabies. I'm just playing. But yeah, man, I don't know about the world right now. Usually I got shit to bitch about, but I mean, we're fucked. We got fucked up shit everywhere. We got pedos chasing our kids, trying to get our kids. Men getting going girls' bathrooms and beating girls up. Men getting to be in women's sports because I recognize as a female, even though I got a fucking wiener. I mean, come on. When is this madness gonna end, man? And let me know how it is where you live. I mean, it's cuckoo right now in the world I live in. It's not too bad here living here in Texas, you know. So, it's okay for now. Man, just, I don't know. But let me know how it is where you live, ladies and gents. And I tell you what, if I get bored this weekend, I might get on here and just put a special on here and just get on here and just, I don't know, mess around. Just do a show of bullshit. You know, or I could do a watch along or something. Well, I might do that. I'll let you know on my Facebook page or something if I do, but I think that'd be cool if I watched something and yeah, man. I'll think of something though. But I'll be getting to spend more time with you. Jackson's fixed to be done with the baseball season. This year he is his he's on a good team this year. This year they are 4-3. Last year the team he was on, poor guys, didn't ever win a game. And there was some close ones. There was some heartbreakers, if you know what I mean. Some real ball busters. But yeah, that he's fixing to be done. He's got two more games left, I believe. But yeah, he loves it, and I'm glad he does. But until next weekend, guys, Ashley will be back. She ain't going nowhere. But we will see you then. See you later. This has been Uncle Boo, and this has been Borderline Texas Trash. Thank you for listening. I want to give a shout out to everybody. Like I said, find me on Facebook. Talk to me in my DMs, slide in my DMs, Borderline Texas Trash. And, you know, like I said, let me know how it is how you live, and I'll talk about it on the show or something. I like learning different cultures and learning how it is, how everything is just different where, you know, wherever you live. I would love to hear about it. But you guys be good, be real, don't be fruity, just be trudy. We will see you later, guys. Have a good one.